I jump.
Say it like you mean it. It's right there on the tip of your tongue.
Hit my phone up.
And I can feel it. And I like it, baby.
Right. Am I being heard? Hello, everyone. This is David McNamara once again, PCH 91.5 WMFO, running another little solo show here while Mason is away literally doing humanitarian aid. So thanks for making me feel bad about doing whatever this is, playing my little funny music to the five people out there. But hi, that was Party Down Part 1 by Little Beaver. If you are new to the show, there is absolutely zero theme to it, except that no two songs are probably going to be alike on a given broadcast. So don't expect that to be the overall theme of the show. I'm always trying to keep you guys on the edge of your seats. But we have an incredible lineup of songs here today. And I do rely on, for the sort of general entertainment value of the show, for texts, for messages, for things to help me keep having things to talk about with my radio-ready voice. But in the meantime, while that's all coming in and people are getting ready, here's first of many swerves. This is a fantastic new record that just came out. I don't even really know how to describe it. It's very rhythmic. It's gorgeous. It's great to listen to with nice headphones, so put those on if you haven't already. And this is Real Life by Ear. Such a fun little album that just came out. If you liked that or whatever that was, it's kind of hard to describe, but I would definitely recommend listening to everything that they're doing. I discovered them through an Instagram reel, which is always a little bit embarrassing to say because you're admitting that, first of all, that you're completely brain rotted and that you're being fed your content like a pig. And I'm not, crate digging in the back of vinyl stores, of which there are a couple over my spring break trip, none of which I actually ended up going to. But I could have been very indie. I could have been very cool. But no, I decided to stay in my room, apply to internships, and eat a lot of food. Speaking of could have been indie, but is not cool anymore. But someone I will still champion their early work, even outside of their sort of their main thing, is Morrissey. And say what you will about Morrissey, he's objectively, obviously he's kind of a provocateur, he's a controversial figure, no question. But I've been getting really into his solo work recently, of which I really did not know that there were this many albums. Few of them good, frankly. Johnny Marr, clearly the compositional powerhouse in the sort of Smiths relationship. But he's got some heaters, and this is one of them. This is a song called "The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get." ¶¶
answer, I guess you're wasting your time. The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting your time. I will be in the bar.
Okay, that was The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get, which I'm going to ignore the implications on Morrissey's character made by the lyrics of that song and choose to enjoy the funny guitars. My life is a constant state of blissful ignorance, and I'd prefer to keep it that way. Speaking of blissful, this is, again, an album that just came out because we're always switching it up. We're going back and forth through the decades. And I can't say I detect much Morrissey influence on this artist, Underscores, who you have definitely heard in other WMFO, if you're an avid listener, other WMFO programs. She's kind of an indie darling right now. And she just released a fantastic album, which takes about as much inspiration from all the other hyperpop artists, Jane Remover, whatever, as it does like NSYNC and Boyz II Men and like 90s R&B, which is a very cool mixture of things. And here's a song with some very cool, very catchy, very 90s lyrical sensibilities combined with a very forward-thinking sort of production style that I've been listening to a lot. I listen to a lot while I play squash. I've been getting really into squash. I feel very New England. I feel blue-blooded. I feel elite. But anyway, here's Innuendo / I Get You by Underscores. I get you.
Longer mini skirt. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm a knockout, but I'm way too easy on the target. I get you. I already know, but you don't gotta say another word. I already know you take a girl. You don't gotta talk to me. I know what you want from me. It's funny.
That's one of those songs that's just the one, you know? When you're listening to an album, that's the one that just... There's one song that just has that, like, insane, immediate impact. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Underscores and what she's been doing for the last long time. It's awesome to see those kinds of hyperpop artists sort of almost take over and do pop better than pop is doing right now. And weirdly enough, sort of their influence is sort of going back on pop. And you hear it in, like, Pink Panther S and Zara Larsson or whatever. Next up, I am going to throw another total swerve into the mix. I'm supposed to, by the way, I have a Netanyahu-mandated, government-mandated Mason Hill shout-out that I have to give. He's usually my co-host. He is, like I said, performing key humanitarian aid missions in Hawaii. This is not a joke. I joked last time that the reason I was doing a solo show is because he was getting married in Las Vegas. He's genuinely in Hawaii right now doing like Habitat for Humanity or something. And I'm here playing funny songs on my little radio show. This next song is from one of my favorite albums of all time. My favorite live album of all time. And it's a song that goes out to my dad.
The Sands. is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly, we'll fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, we're gonna glide, absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near, you might even hear a gang of angels cheer, just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, and they do say, come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly.
So that song is, well, that's Come Fly With Me, obviously. That's a standard. The album, the live version, is Sinatra at the Sands with Count Basie, which is an album that my dad introduced me to, which is usually vice versa. This is one of the few gems, musical wisdom that I received from him. He mostly listens to podcasts. It's something we disagree about, fundamentally. First of all, this is a fantastic album for a number of reasons. The compositions are outstanding, obviously, as you heard. Count Basie's like a genius. It's Quincy Jones conducting. And then also, it was recorded in 1966, which, if you know your Sinatra lore, because your dad has inculcated it strongly into you, this is sort of a slightly over-the-hill, slightly drunk version of Sinatra, which is my favorite version of Sinatra, and is also my dad's, I assume. And so there are interspersed a number of 10-minute monologues with the sense of humor of, like, an old conservative Italian guy in 1966 playing to a bunch of completely wasted people in Las Vegas. So the vibe in there is absolutely electric. it's exceptional and rare for a number of reasons. The recording quality is fantastic. I could go on and on about Sinatra at the Sands. This next song is it's another complete departure because I enjoy doing those. I think it's funny. This is an album that me and Mason have like a shared pretty extreme love for. And I don't think he introduced me to it. He may have. This is the closer on an album called Imaginal Disc by Magdalena Bay. And the great thing about this is that this is a very much sort of an electronics-steeped band. They're a band that exists on the internet. They've worked with Grimes. But this is the acoustic track. Or I wouldn't say acoustic. It's partially acoustic. Or the most acoustic track with acoustic drums on this album. And I think it goes over the best on the entire album. So Magdalena Bay, Matt and Micah, if you're listening, I would strongly suggest going more in this direction. I think it's something that they're working on. But this is the Ballad of Matt and Micah from Imaginal Disc.
Two kids in a new town, baby. It's my turn, small time fast.
Yeah, I mean, that song could be 20 minutes, right? That is just like a drum beat and like a sort of infectious joy in a song that you could just get lost in forever. It even reminds me a little bit in that way of like, I don't know, Siberian Breaks by MGMT. And then it's just a very infectious and sort of extended song. Feels almost sort of like a career cap, which is so funny to say about a band that feels is already like, is so young and is going so many places. But anyway, I'm really excited about what Magdalena Bay have cooking next. I heard there's an album in the works. I can't confirm or deny. It's unclear. But Magdalena Bay, please save us in these trying times. Anyway, it's 12:31. And so it's my responsibility to deliver a PSA to keep you all safe because I care about my listeners, more so than the average human, significantly more so than the average human, I'd say. And so it's important that if this show were to continue past my lifetime, evolutionarily speaking, you guys have more of a chance to pass your genes on. So it's important that I deliver this PSA to keep you guys safe. You understand. So that we have PCH listeners long into the future. Let's talk about National Bike Month. May is National Bike Month. And the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass and then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. Yay! I anticipate that citizens of Boston have a very different experience with bikers than I do as a citizen of Los Angeles, California. Boston has a very cool bike system, extensive bike lanes, and I've never really run into a problem with bikers. I myself have a bike that is a little bit busted right now and that I failed to fix. Somebody just texted me, I think we should take away cyclist rights. I'm getting to it. I would say that Boston has a very healthy understanding with bikers. Los Angeles bikers are fascist dictators. They're some of the worst people on the planet. And if you're a Los Angeles biker, I think it's important that you take this to heart. If you bike when I was like in high school, commute to high school in my little gray Subaru, and you biked in front of me in Mulholland, if there was no law, if we were in the purge, I would annihilate you. I'm completely serious. And it would be well within my rights to, morally speaking, not legally speaking. But somebody get me off this tangent. The person that's going to get me off this tangent is the incredible R&B vocalist, soul vocalist, Donny Hathaway. A very well-sampled song, very well-known song. We played a song off of this very same album in our jazz band. Shout out to Ken Lassane. Rest in peace, the incredible Ken Lassane, Milken Community School tenure. That's the GOAT. One of the greatest teachers, coolest people I know. And this is an album called Extension of a Man, and the song is Someday We'll All Be Free.
Keep your
Dude has the voice of an angel. Famously sampled for some of the younger people in our audience, which the average age of PCH David Solo shows is about 60, and that's fine. For some of the young people in our audience, famously sampled by Kanye in an unreleased track made right after all the controversy that somehow re-endeared like 30% of his audience to him because they will basically eat anything he does with a soul sample. I prefer the original song, but I digress. A song from a similar era. I believe it's a little later on. Product of Elvis Costello. I'm sure all you guys know him. That sort of wave of it was punk kind of in the early 80s to like wear suits and make art rock. This is a fantastic band that I just discovered called The Style Council. And they have a song called My Ever-Changing Moods. There's two versions of it. There's one that's a fantastic piano ballad that ended up on the album. And there's one that is a rocker that I'm about to play. It's a little less well-known. Fantastic, nevertheless. But I find this era of music hilarious and awesome. You know, like, it's sort of in the same wave as, like, Devo, which is just people were doing weird stuff for no reason. And it was considered cool. This is My Ever-Changing Moods, the single version.
We'll be right back.
There are a couple songs in this world, and obviously this is one of them, or I wouldn't bring it up, that sound very normal if you're, like, half paying attention, and then if you actually, like, take an instrument and listen to that instrument only throughout the whole song, you'll realize that this is, like, insane musicianship. The drums on that song are explosive and super well-mixed. I just noticed that now. Like, the drumming on that is insane. Go back and listen to that song on Spotify. Like, it's unbelievable what he's doing on drums, like, rhythmically. Okay. Next up. Oh, gosh. I have to make a hard decision. I have to sacrifice. I have to kill one of my darlings here. I have some very cool songs lined up, guys. I want to take the last 10 minutes or so of this broadcast to play some ballads I've been really listening to. But for now, I'm going to play... Oh, God, so hard. Okay, fine. This is a song that I discovered while I was on spring break. I'm not usually the biggest fan of Mitski, which I know is, like, anathema to all the other things I do, like, you know, having a Buffalo Exchange tote bag and stuff, and I'm probably kneecapping myself by just saying it. But I do love the album Bury Me at Makeout Creek, and I do really love the song I Don't Smoke. So this is that.
Hi.
I think some of the artists in the Mitski sphere, some of their deep cuts can be a little bit toothless, and it makes it hard for me to, because I have a stupid attention span, for me to listen to a whole album that is just very dreary in that way. And that, as a song, has so much bite and energy to it. Obviously from that ridiculous, I don't know, is that a guitar, is that a bass? Going on in the background that is such a insanely cool choice. And then over top of that is a very well-written song by someone who is a classically trained singer. So combining those two things is great. Okay, for the next 10 minutes, we're going to be running the gamut on ballads, which is not something we usually do on PCH, because we like to keep the mood light. I thought a solo show would be a good opportunity to showcase that I can have character development too. I can have emotional depth. I don't just listen to 2026 underground brain rot rap music. This is a song that has... I'm going to be playing it on YouTube. This is a little bit of a niche pull, because it's a rip from a vinyl. This is Black Country New Roads, Never Again Part 2, which was a sort of an A and B side, a couple of singles they released in 2022 to accompany... the album they released that year. And this is their cover of one of my favorite songs ever, which is Us by Regina Spektor. And I think they do it a lot of justice. Take a listen.
They made a statue of us, and they put it on a mountaintop. The tourists come and stare at us, blow bubbles with their gum, take photographs of fun, have fun. They'll name a city after us, and later say it's all our fault. Then they'll give us a talking to. Then they'll give us a talking to, 'cause they've got years of experience. A den of thieves, rummaging for answers in the pages. A den of thieves, and it's contagious, and it's contagious. We wear our scars just like a noose, but not 'cause we want eternal sleep. We'll be right back. of us. The tourists come and stare at us. The sculptor's mama sends regards. They made a statue of us. They made a statue of us. Our noses have begun to rust. Den of thieves, rummaging for answers in the pain.
That song's got some speed on it. I'm going to get clowned by people that actually know things about things. I think what they were doing here and with Live at Bush Hall is so much better than their actual studio album that they ended up releasing last year. It's crazy. They had the magic here. I don't know. I think they need to release another live album. Her voice, Tyler's voice, unbelievable here. And then obviously the piano. I'm not going to say it surpasses the original, because that would give my mom a brain aneurysm, but I'm going to say it at least matches up. This next song is one I just sort of rediscovered while playing. I don't know why people go to the gym and play the most, like, brain-melting hype music imaginable, because I do that when I'm doing normal things. Like, I'll put on, like, complete noise slop when I'm, like, doing laundry. And then when I'm at the gym or doing a sport or something, I'll put on, like, Radiohead, for instance. And I've been going through their albums. And this is a song that I rediscovered. And I've just been talking with someone about string arrangements. This is a song with one of the most gorgeous, haunting string arrangements I've ever heard in any song. This is the way too short and devastating Glass Eyes by Radiohead.
Got off the train, a frightening place. The faces are concrete gray, and I'm wondering, should I turn around, buy another ticket? The panic is coming on strong, so call me inside out. No grid German message coming in, and the oh so small, glassy eyed light. Glassy-eyed light of day. The path trails off and heads down the mountain through the dry bush. I don't know. Of
Johnny Greenwood can literally have my whole body and soul. I mean, those string arrangements are unbelievable. Like, oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. I think Johnny Greenwood should have gotten best score at the Oscars, but who's counting? This next song is also a ballad. It's a little bit jauntier. I don't know if that's the word. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it doesn't have the pervading despair. And I would really like each individual one of you to imagine me doing a 5K on the treadmill while listening to Glass Eyes by Radiohead over and over again. And anyone who has me on AirBuds can fact check that. Anyone who goes to my AirBuds...